Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on 30th of July 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Michael, Mariana, Dennis, Max, and Pitilan. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay. Again, thank you for joining this meeting. I got the question from Pitinan yesterday. I think that we should find, that we should predict when our report will be ready for IP reviews, because they are somehow organized the production of GP of this document. I mean, IP is not seated panel still, I think something like this. And they have to organize how to, when our report will be ready for IP in order to plan the IP engagement in the future. That's how I understood it, Pitin, and I hope I'm correct, or if I'm not, please correct me.
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
please go on.
Right, just to add on, so normally we have IP panel, the integration panel as the standing like panel. So right now we have many of the script already done and integrated. So we just want to organize the activity based on the remaining GPs. Which might not require the full 12 months of their availabilities. So that's why we are reaching out to the remaining GPs and just try to get some feedback on estimate timeline so we can plan the IP activities accordingly. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pitinan. So we have to see. I might think about the time we need to finalize our report, but I just wanted to hear from you what is your opinion and to give the best answer we can at this moment. Mats, please go on.
Well, I don't want to suggest anything right now. I want to understand from Pitman. Does that mean that we should give a good margin so that we are sure that we are ready, so that we don't say something and then you see it, the IP and turns out that we're not ready anyway, and that would be a problem, because then they cannot do their work. You understand what I mean, Pitnam?
Right. I think whatever seem reasonable would be okay. I would say any reasonable timeline would be okay for us to plan further. Not really to give much margin, I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitnam. And Bill, please.
Yes. I could give an estimate for when I think we will have finished the items on the agenda 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6A, but I don't know how long the XML production and correction will take or the test data production. Does anybody have a feel for how much margin we need to leave for those two?
That's a good question.
Sarmad, please.
Yes, please, Pitilan.
This is Sarmad.
Sarmad, sorry.
So the XML for Latin GP is, I think, reasonably, should be reasonably straightforward, because it's not very complex. It's just a list of code points and variants. You know, if that's something you would want us to take care of, to draft something and share back with you, we can do that, within a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Okay, couple of weeks for production of XML, and after that someone, we have to check this XML output.
And, yes, of course.
And then I will ask Dennis, does he has any idea, because he volunteered, how much for checking XML product, sorry, my English is a little bit messed today. How much time it is necessary to check all those codes, all those XML codes? Maybe I don't need the answer immediately. Maybe Dennis has some idea how it could be done. I have first Mats on the, and then we have Michael. Please, Mats, go on.
Well, then I suggest that we try to estimate what Bill think is possible to estimate, and see where we come in time for up to 6A. And then when we have seen where we are at 6A, we could see and try to estimate what B and C would add. Thank you.
Michael, thank you. Thank you, Matt. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. So judging from the comments from Matt, I'm not sure if I'm on the same page as everyone else, because he was speaking about the 6.8. But I would suggest we go at the projection a bit more systematically. I think there are like more or less three types of jobs we have to do. So one is the basically collating our research and deciding if everything is completed. I think we've decided on numerous occasions everything is done, but we need to collate the documents so that we can either link to them from the main document, for example, in an appendix, or that we can include the relevant parts. Then we need to go through the actual draft we have and see how much the draft reflects our current understanding, because it was produced in different iterations, more or less. So we should have like some kind of a project planning, I think, for the draft writing process. And then there are the accompanying materials, such as the XML part. My understanding is that from what Sarmat said, that this should be an easy job. I assume so, because some of these things can be generated automatically. Yes, and maybe the fourth part would be what remains, because I don't think we have come to final conclusions regarding things such as whole label evaluation rules and stuff like this. I don't think we have discussed those. Probably we're not going to need any, but we need to raise the issue at some point and make a decision. And even if we don't need them, write just a sentence or two why we do not need them into the draft. So I would suggest like coming up with a status evaluation, maybe of those three to four components. And then based on that, actually project kind of what is realistic based on our previous work. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
May I go after Bill? Thanks.
Yeah,
while Mikhail may feel that the XML is straightforward, and it may be compared to some things, if Sarmad thinks it's going to take a couple of weeks to generate, I would suggest that we probably don't want to assume that we can do the checking that we will need to do in any less time. So between the two of them, we're talking about a month. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael, do you want to say something, or it is an old hand? Oh, thank you, Michael. Pitinan, please go on.
Yeah. Just to respond to Michael's points earlier about compiling the analysis into the main document. Just wanted to point out that Samad and I has compiled those already. And maybe Samad, would you like to come now? Or should I show the list?
I actually had a different comment on something else. Please go ahead.
Okay. All right. So let me also, I plan to talk about this on 6A actually, but for the sake of discussion, maybe we have clearer view of how far we are. So I'll jump to that and show a little bit of this version. Let me see. Okay. So from Hazem's OneDrive, generally we work on the current versions, right? And we finalize everything on that, except the Appendix E, which still be discussed in this meeting. So everything else, we capture it to be the offline versions and finalize all the format. And then we create the version of 30th July. So if you go there, that is actually almost everything, the whole proposal in first document, and then all the appendix, which I believe is already ironed out. Like, for example, we have some decision updated in the appendix, then we also reflect that to the main document. So I would say for the first part that Michael mentioned, maybe we are quite almost ready. It just needs a final review from the GP. So that's I want to point that out. And we can also come back to this and the 6A. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinen. Sarmad, you wanted to say something else? Your hand was up.
Right. So I guess I was just going to follow up on Bill. What I was actually going to suggest was that as soon as the repertoire and variant sets are finalized by the GP, the XML production work can actually start. We don't have to wait till the Latin GP finalizes the review of the the textual part of the document. As soon as the data is formalized, we can develop the LGR. So actually, the LGR can be ready by the time I guess all of you review the document, because it actually can be done in parallel. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to ask Pitinen a question for clarification, because I'm so I can understand better. You mentioned something about the points where decisions have been made, those have been updated and reflected in the main document. So do I understand that correctly, that basically you have changed the text and the appendix? If, for example, in the teleconference calls, the group has come to a conclusion and then also went ahead and changed the text in the main document?
Right, that's correct. But normally we actually do it together on the call as well. So yes, but that's correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you remember, every time we were discussing something, Pitinen is putting the notes or changing the text immediately. We saw the text on the screen. So it is necessary, of course, again, to read the whole document and to see if something was missing or something was not properly explained. But as I can see, we have just a few things to discuss and to finalize, let's say, the text, which is behind that's item 2, item 3, and 2 questions, which arose soon. And we are complete with this production with the production of the report. Of course, we need to read the report again from the beginning and see if anything should be corrected. So but we have to take into account that the August is usually the holiday month at least in Europe and the United States. So maybe people are going somewhere. At least I won't be available from 13th of August until 23rd. but I probably might be present during the conference calls. I hope that the internet is okay in the resort where I am going. What I can say, we have almost everything there, so we have to say, yes, we have finished it. I've looked today at those part of the documents, item numbers 2 and 3, and they are almost ready. I have some questions somewhere, but it is not any of substantial value. It is just how the things are said or something like this. So this is now it is the end of the July. Let's say that we have finished all the definition of all variants, so there is no more discussion about variants. At this moment, we can say that Pitinen and Sarmad could start production of XML. Am I correct or not? Please correct me. And let's say at the end of the August, we shall have XML code which should be tested, which should be checked. And I don't know, I have no idea how much time it is necessary to check this document. Because I know anything about XML. And I have here a proposal also how test data should be product, how could we produce the test data? So it doesn't seem a big deal. It's just very tedious and very, it is just the job which should be done very carefully. Not when we are producing the labels, which should be to test the repertoire, but especially the labels which should test variants. So my estimation is somehow that everything should be done, could be done. Please correct me till the end of the September. Any better idea than mine? Taking into account that we have some holidays in August. What do you think? Dennis, do you have any idea how much time you will need to check XML?
Well, I was hoping that that could be a split task. When I'm referring to reviewing the XML, it really entails the heavy lifting of inputting, Sarma and Pitinen have offered to do that for us. What we need to do after the production of the XML is to review the consistency of the proposal and the XML, right? Input and the output, and they should be consistent. In past submission of the proposal, the IP has flagged a few inconsistency, so we ought to, review that and this time around, so that there's no inconsistency in this, in this version of the new proposal. I think a few of us, can split the work. I mean, some can do repertoire, and some others can do variant, and cross-check the information so that make sure that that's true. And I think Michael is offering also to examine the XML. So yeah, between two people, three people. We can do that. I mean, depends on the availability of time. Potentially in the span of 2 weeks, I think we can go through that. Right? It's going to take a few hours, but I mean, depends on the availability in the whole week. But I mean, 2 weeks give us reasonable flexibility to do that work.
Okay, we have a Mats, please go on.
There are tools available to check the XML. So the labels are very useful to check. I mean, these are labels that should pass and these are labels that shouldn't pass. So that's a good way of checking the XML. But it's it's a work that takes some time to do. It will, definitely. As Dennis said.
Okay. So if we can say today to Pitinen and Sarmad that we have no other changes in our variant set and in our repertoire, and we have finished it, let's say, before 2 weeks or 3 weeks almost, they can produce XML probably till the end of the August, and after that, till the end of the September, the XML test is reasonable to think that XML checking will be finished. So, Bill, please go on.
And just a small point, you said you thought we were finished with the variants, and I agree that we're close, but I recall asking if we could do a double check on I with OGANEC versus J. Because we looked at that in the context of underlining, but unlike the rest of the underlining cases, I think that one may well be a variant without reference to underlining. So if we could have people take a quick look at that, that would be appreciated.
Write it down. I with OGANEC.
I with OGANEC.
And?
Yeah.
And J with?
Oh, just J by itself.
J by itself and J.
A quick question. Wouldn't that, if underlying was not the only consideration, wouldn't that have been identified in the InScript analysis?
I believe it was left out of that because it was in the underlining.
This is
at least I didn't see it in the InScript analysis. If you've seen it there, wonderful. I don't think it's there.
Take a look. Let me check.
Let's check it.
The rationale of the InScript was, independent of any other analysis, right? So anything that should have been considered in the InScript analysis should be there.
Yeah, maybe we missed it occasionally. I don't know. We should see what is in InScript variance analysis. If we missed it, we should add it. If the panel thinks so, if we have the result in InScript variance analysis, we shall see what is the result.
Bill said. Okay. I found
it won't take long after all. I mean, each of us looks at the two of them and goes yes or no. But
Let's see what is in InScript variance analysis, because there is so many code points.
Okay, this is section D1, which is the a variant analysis on base characters. And we do have J with OConnect. Oh, sorry, J with I and I'll connect. So just now.
It passed through. Yeah.
Okay, if we got it, I apologize. I had missed that.
Yeah, and the conclusion is no variance.
Yeah.
Okay, my apologies. Thank you.
It's okay.
Then I agree, Mariana. We're done with variance.
Yeah, I hope we have done with variants. We have analyzed everything. So Sarmad and Pitinen could start production of XML. And when it will be ready, we shall organize checking of this XML. Someone could explain to, maybe the people know how to check it. I don't know. But so it seems in the meantime, only the big deal is to test the data production, which is not so difficult. I mean, the repertoire could be the repertoire test labels could be produced very easily. Only some more care should be taken if in the production of test data for variants. And for me, it seems feasible that all the things could be done at the till the end of the September. What do you think? Max, please.
Well, given the history that we have.
Yeah.
I think it's optimistic.
It's optimistic.
Oh. Yeah, so this is like software development. If the developer says, I'll do that in 2 months, then you say, okay, 4, 5, maybe 6 months. I don't know how much time, but I think that 2 months sounds optimistic.
Okay, thank you, Mats. Michael, please.
I also wanted to agree with Mats that I think like an agile approach, step-by-step based, is a good thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bill, please.
I understand, I take Matt's point that it's optimistic, but I don't think it's quite that optimistic. I would say September, end of September to be optimistic, mid-October to be realistic. But then again, I may be a compulsive optimist. Thank you.
Thank you. okay. I don't know how much time do we need to finish those first agenda items from 2 to 5, because agenda number 2 is definitely finalized, and I accepted all the changes today in the document, and I posed some questions where something was not understandable to me. Appendix E, confusables, there are just a few remarks on it. We should finish it today or next meeting. We should discuss Appendix C reordering. That's just a proposal which doesn't take a lot of time to respond to it. Capital letters discussion is raised again by Mats, but I don't think that we should, that we have to spend a lot of time discussing capital letters again. And everything should be, let's say today we have, we have used 29 minutes from this call. So items number 2 and 3 could be finished in next half of an hour. Only big thing in this agenda, and this is everything what we have to do till the end, is to read the report, which is a big chunk of documents, and it should be read carefully. Probably we shall, or everyone should read it, and I hope that it could be done in next month. I mean, 1 month is enough to go through it. I don't know. Maybe people don't have enough time to spend reading the report. And okay, Michael, if you have any idea how to plan the because you are insisting on timeline, please give the proposal. I don't mind. Maybe I'm too easygoing person. I don't know.
Off the top of my head, I don't, Mirjana. There are project planning tools, more simple, more complex. So normally you take toll of the different jobs. You compare them for lengthwise, and then you see, for example, if you want to consider how to go through revising the document, you could take a toll of, for example, the different sections, how long they are, and then, I don't know, start one of them and see how long it takes. And then make an estimate based on the other, but it may be too much overhead. I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, we don't have a clear basis to build a time estimate upon. That's what I was trying to say also. And I think this is also what Mats was trying to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I must say that I'm pretty old and I haven't used all those tools. I have tried to use some of them, but usually they gave me more burden than help. They are nice for presentation, but I didn't find any tool very, very, at least I'm saying I'm 73, so that's something which didn't exist when I was working on some kind of big project. If someone can produce the time plan, the timeline, I don't mind, but I don't think that I am capable to do it now. So, and we have to give some response. Let's try to make some estimation because we don't have a project planner here. We don't have a person who will devote a reasonable amount of time to produce a plan, and we are almost to the end of the project. So maybe I was too optimistic and saying that it will be done in 2 months, but let's try to find some reasonable approach and say 3 months, maybe it will be enough. So at the end of the October, we can send our report with everything what is necessary to the IP. Mats, please go on.
I'm sorry, I forgot to unmute myself. When does ICANN need to have the information? How long time before?
Sorry, how long time before what?
Yeah, let's say that we now think that, well, it takes 3 months, but we're not sure. So could we wait until 1 month before we finish to say that we will be finished in 1 month? Or do you need 3 months? Or how much time do you need for planning the IP activities?
Right.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I think, so basically we gather the information now to plan for the whole year. So we would like to have some information now, actually. But from the conversation, I'm hearing that maybe if it's end of September and give some buffer to it, I think, what about we set sometime in October? And because this is the estimated times anyway, it's just for the better planning. And I guess that information doesn't really have to be 100% accurate, just some possible estimation, and then that should be okay on my side. Thank you.
So I wouldn't say before end of October, if you ask me. I don't think it's realistic.
Thank you much, Sarbat, please.
So we can actually just take end of October as a tentative date and move forward. I think as Pitinan said, we just need an estimate and we'll just take that as an estimate if you guys are okay and plan accordingly. And it's still flexible on our end. I think it's not, you know, extremely rigid as we said. You know, we're just trying to better plan things. A couple of weeks early or a couple of weeks late doesn't really change it. We have that kind of flexibility. So is 30th October a reasonable day to work with?
For me, it seems okay. So I hope we shall finish it earlier, but we shall see. That's just my feeling. And for me, the most unknown thing is XML production and XML checking. And probably I can do alone test data production with someone helping me to check if I have done these variants test data correctly, because I have some problems with variants, that's all. So okay, at least we can say at this moment that end of October is probably the time when we shall have everything prepared for IP, and let's move forward to the next item in the agenda. This is finalizing of underlining analysis. That's the text which Mats produced. Mats, I have changed things in the text because whenever you said we, I have changed it somehow that it sounds impersonal. So we are usually using in our reports Latin GP or someone or something like this. We have never used we for addressing anything that we think, or usually Latin GP things, or if someone is doing something, we are saying it in a different way. Please, Pitina, open the underlining analysis underlying analysis document. And there is one sentence which I didn't understand, so that's why I am again asking to look. No, just the Mats text of which, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, actually, I also wanted to input something, if I may.
Yeah, please go on.
Right, so there are also another question on this section. So what we are looking here is the content of this section by Mats and everybody. My question would be, after this, we have two possible locations to put this back on. And I just want to also discuss where should it be. So first of all, we have one section in the main document under the other considerations for variants, and then URL underlining was one of it. Also, we have Appendix 6D, D6, which was when we take it into the account and produce all this graphic. So that these are two relevant parts that after we finalize the content, then I would also would like to ask where the location of this should be merged in. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitina. So please, Mats, you can look at this, what I have changed before, during, I mean, I was reading this today and I was trying to make it, let's say, clear in the way that I understand it. But if I misunderstood something, please correct it. I have two remarks. And I said what I have done everywhere where the we is used, I put some other words instead of it. My first question is, in these references, are those the correct syntax of the references? Because it looks a little bit weird to me, but maybe I'm wrong. Is it
That's okay for HTML, yes.
Oh, sorry, that's HTML and I don't know. So I will remove this comment.
Maybe need the final slash in HTML in the href. I'm not sure, but otherwise it looks fine to me.
Okay.
The HTML looks fine.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was just confused about it. That's why I was asking. Yeah, that's one thing, and maybe there is something else at the end. I don't know. I cannot remember this moment. No.
But maybe since you ask, maybe it should be clarified in the footnote that this HTML code that illustrates this.
Yeah, because it is strange to me. I don't know HTML. And I was asking, is it a correct representation of something? And you said it is, and I don't mind, because I understand what was the intention where those things are used. And it just looks strange to me. So I'm okay with it. If you say it is okay,
I agree that it looks strange because it kind of breaks the flow of the text. So if you react, I think it's a good reason to look at it again and maybe make the footnotes considerably longer to explain what it is. I mean, there is no reason to have text that people stumble on and
yeah, don't understand. Yeah, Bettina said that she will change it. Bettina, yeah. I will format it in the Word document. So Bettina said that she will format it in the Word document. Okay, that's one thing which bothered me today. And why some letters are red and some letters are black? I am just a stupid user.
Yeah, but I guess that it kind of a syntax marking.
Maybe something has to be done.
Yeah, because this is A is an anchor in HTML and
Pitinan is making it better, so everyone will know that it is in HTML, and that's all. If I had this comment in front of these strange things, I will be happy with it. Okay, that's good. So, Pitinan, do I have anything else till the end? No, I forgot because I was looking a few documents. There is nothing else. That was just one thing, and I said what I have changed. So please, Mats, read this document again and see if I understood everything correctly. And if you think something should be changed, please change it. And for me, the document like this is ready to be put in the report. Okay, we should discuss now where should be the place of this document, because I must say that I forgot what is, for me, this explanation somehow should be put in the main document, because it says what we have done. We put a lot of effort in it and we gave up at the end. So, and it is a very important thing, because a lot of people will ask what we have done about URL underlining. And for me, it is important that this explanation should be in the main document. But I'm not the one who should decide that finally. So please, if you have any other when I see this, so those two texts should be.
So, if I may comment.
Please help me, Matt. Please.
So, things that are like long tables, etc., they fit better into the appendices. But flowing text, they fit better into the main document. If it's a relevant for like central part of our proposal, and I think it is because we have been requested to take underlining into consideration, and we have done that, and here we have an explanation to why we have looked at it but come to the conclusion that is not relevant for the construction of variants. So I think it fits best into the main document, and it's not very long text, so I think it should be there.
Yeah, my feeling is the same. Yeah, thank you, Mats. Bill, please,
because
conclusion is there. I mean, the conclusion is this part of the document which we are looking a minute before. But Bill, sorry, I interrupted you. Please go on.
Yeah, since the IP asked us to look at it explicitly, I think it does have to be there. It should be in the main document. The only question is, should it be section 6.4.1 or section 6.6. something? And I don't remember off the top of my head whether what section 6.4 is as opposed to what section 6.6 is.
6.6 doesn't exist.
Yeah, this is Pitinan. Yeah, early on in the previous section, previous version, we have 6.6, but after reviewing and flattening some of the levels, then we don't have 6.6 anymore. But logically, it's still under the other considerations. So currently in the main document is in 6.4.1. Under other considerations for variance analysis.
And okay, so that's where we put it. Simple.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And then, sorry. So, okay, I'll just put the text from this part back into.
Yeah, please, just the Pitinan, and just wait one more day or two more days for Mats to look at the changes I have done. And
okay,
to see
sure.
If I haven't missed something, I hope I have not. The only thing I have changed was this, which I said, I changed we everywhere.
Sure.
Please, Mats, look at the document.
I will. We still need to have the text for the conclusion, which is not there yet.
But we have some kind of conclusion.
Yeah, but
the interruption of the underlining we have.
Oh, yeah, but this is not why we decided not to include underlining. I mean, the reason is what the text above. So the conclusion should be based on the text above. For example, the fact that you with HTML can do whatever you want.
I must say that I don't understand. I'm trying hardly, sorry.
Let me read through your changes, all the changes, and
yes,
I will make a suggestion of a conclusion, but I will not just insert it, I will make it as a suggestion. So you can see what it is.
Yes, thank you, Mats. So probably next time we shall have this document clean and it could be put in the main report. Bill, do you wanted to say something?
I was just going to ask Matt if when he has his proposed suggestions, if he would email us so we could all have looked at it before the next meeting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Then I have follow-up question. So we do have this graphic when we did the analysis. Do we want to keep it? That's one option. One option is actually to delete this appendix D6 altogether. The other options would be keep it, but then we need some text from the main document to point to the data in the appendix. Thank you. Mats, please.
I think it would be a bad idea to delete it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have put much effort into it. It still contains valuable information. It might be that the initial text there needs some rewriting. I don't know. And definitely the other text should refer to this appendix.
Yeah, we should keep all this analysis. We should say that we in the main document that we undertook the analysis of underlining, and after that we decided after this feature skipping appeared, we have decided not to include any variants based on the underlying feature. It should be somehow, maybe, please, Mats, finish the document which you are you have done. I mean, which we discussed before that, a few moments before this, and I will try to somehow merge those two documents. Or if you want to merge those two documents, and because you are in the matter, let's say, and to look at the first part, which is now in the report, to look at this this text which you have produced, and to find the place somewhere to mention that we have undertook the analysis and why we decided not to make any variance based on the underlining. Mats, please.
Yeah, so then the suggestion is that the appendix itself should have no text. I mean, very little in text as a description, and referring to the main section instead. And there have a description and an explanation why we have not used that data for variants.
But yeah, we have just a small paragraph at the beginning of the appendix 6 yes. or whatever yeah. it is. If you think and it should be changed, please change it.
Incorporate that.
Incorporate it. Yeah, please.
Okay.
Please try to.
I will look at that.
Yeah, please. Please do it. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we are 8 minutes till the end. Let's try to see what we have on Appendix E confusables, because I was confused with something written there. So I want to discuss it with.
I think I fixed your comments, Mariana.
Yeah. I see. I see. But you didn't understand me. I think. If we are comparing, I just have one thing to, yeah, let's start from the beginning. And when we come there, we shall agree very easily. So let's start from the beginning and see what were the comments. Should we use, first thing is visually confusable letters or just confusable letters? I don't know. I have no opinion about it. Visually confusable looks to me more strong, I mean, than just only confusables, but I don't mind. Mats, please.
It was an old hand.
Oh, sorry, thank you. So I don't think that it is necessary. They are visually confusable, yeah. But do we need both? This word in front of confusables, I don't know. I cannot judge about it. I'm not an English. My English is not good enough to discuss about it. So, Bill, please go on.
Yeah, my feeling is the section titles should be as brief as possible, but they're basically to help the user find a section that he's interested in. And so, for instance, we have separate sections for cross-script variants and in-script variants. So the titles reflect that so you can find what you're looking for. This is the only confusables section that we have. And so I think, at least if I was reading the table of contents and I see visually confusable, the first question in my mind is, okay, where's the section on other kinds of confusables? So I think it adds more confusion, and I was trying for clarity. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Michael, please.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar to Bill. I also think if you add another word to it, it creates the idea that there must be something else too. And I'm not even sure if all of these cases are exclusively based on visual criteria. We had going back and forth discussing these issues. But again, it's not very important. So I wouldn't call this a make or break issue for the thing. I would argue also for a confusable because it's simpler. Thank you.
Thank you. Mats, please.
Well, I agree with Dennis in the chat. I think it does make it easier for the reader to see what kind of confusion that we are considering.
I don't know what the other panels have done. I've looked at only one. I mean, Cyrillic panel, and they called it confused tables or something like this, which doesn't mean to me anything. But should we vote about it? I don't know how to resolve this. Should we leave visually or not?
I don't think it's that important.
Yeah, but we have to move forward.
I also don't think it's important. I'm okay to go with Dennis and Matt's preference.
Okay, we have three for visually confusable letters. Sorry, Bill. The other people didn't say anything. Let's leave it like this and see with what will be the reaction of IP. Maybe they will have their opinion about it. So leave it like this. We do not have a lot of time to spend on it. Okay, sorry. We are 3 minutes before the end, so let's see what is the next. Not part of, however, cases. Who has changed this part? I don't see. The next. Number is of cases.
Is the next one also at the heading, letters and, or is this already decided as well?
Yeah, as I understand it is, so.
This was a different issue. It was a matter of, we're not just talking about letters here. We do in fact have one example, OE, which the Unicode table specifically calls a ligature, not a letter. And so I merely thought it was inaccurate.
Visually confusable glyphs.
Okay.
That's the middle solution. Put it glyphs, Pitinan, please. So, and remove the letters, and we shall finish here today call. And we shall continue next Thursday. Michael, do you want to say something? Your hand is up. Michael? No, that's an old hand. Thank you, Michael. Thank you all. Thank you all for being present at this call. We are progressing. As usual, I want to thank you all for your effort, because we are talking every week, last 6 or 8 months, and it is a big effort we are doing to finalize this. And thank you all for your efforts, and have a nice rest of the day. And I will close now this call, and please take care, because it seems that we have to live with this corona more than 1 year, so we have to get used to it. So have the nice rest of the day and bye. Bye.
Thank you, Miriam, for your work.
Take care.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.